Everybody playing here the 80 finals. If you can choose to go out with one band on the other seven to dinner, which one would you like to pick up? Which question would you like to give them?
I think I would choose Roger because he's my idol, and even now I love to see him on a plane. I want to ask, all the experience he has, and for me, he's the one of the best player on tour right now, and even, in history. So, I think I want to ask a lot of questions.
I was just wondering how you felt about playing against Andy in London.
He's going to be one of the toughest opponents for me because I haven't beat him, and like you said, he beat me already three times, and he's one of the toughest players on the tour. So, and especially he's from here, and he got home crowd, so it's not going to be easy for me. But I think this year is a little bit different situation because I've been playing one of the best years so far, and I've been beating those top 10, top 5 guys already, so I don't think it's not like I can't beat him. So if I can play good tennis and best put all the effort for the first match, I think I will have some chance to win the opening match.
Matt Kay, congratulations on being here. What do you think the presence of an Asian player at this prestigious event can do for boosting tennis in Asia?
I think the best thing for them is I do well, not just here, but I do well on the tour, because I think they need to believe themselves that they can also do it and to win a Grand Slam like what Lina did. Even for me, I had a lot of motivation from her, and it's very sad to see, she's retiring, but hopefully I can be the next one. And I'm actually, I don't know why that Asian, the players are not getting top 100, top 50, but I think they are getting better now, and hopefully, we can see more Asian players on the tour.
Your coach, Michael, who's played in this, or was forerunner of this tournament many times, how different is it playing the top 8 players straight off rather than going through some early rounds? Is it something you think you'll be ready for?
Yes, but this is first experience for me, playing London Tour final. But I'm really excited that I had this opportunity first time. But we played so many times with these top 8 players already. So I think the first thing I have to do is, mentally be ready for a first match, playing on the, with home crowd. And I have to imagine that I play on stadium, because if that stadium get full, I might get a different feeling. I never had that crowd before, so hopefully I can ready for mentally and also be ready for Sunday.
Okay, we're used to improving to talking about all the expectation within Andy Murray. Can you give us a bit of an impression of how much expectation and interest there is in you in Japan, how that has changed since reaching the US Open final, and how you cope with that, and if you're better at coping with that now than you were in the past?
Actually, I never had that problem. I don't feel much pressure, and I think Andy is a little bit different because here they have a lot of history for tennis, and they have the couple good players, top players already. So, but Japan, we never had top top 10 players before, and especially I live in States, so that helps a lot because I don't see much news about Japan and I don't hear much noises. So, you know, try to play, you know, good tennis all the time and try not to think too much when you're playing. And, yeah, I think both of them, you know, feel different pleasure for first match, but try to, you know, enjoy the moment for me.
Okay, it's not totally crazy to think that if you had won the US Open and maybe not been hurt in a couple of big tournaments, that you could actually be challenging for number one. So I'm wondering what expectations you have of yourself in this tournament and also going into next year.
Yeah, of course I will try to win the whole thing this next week, but you know, there's only top 8 players that are playing here, and you're gonna play one of the, you know, best player on the tour, so it's gonna be tough, you know, really tough tournaments. But if I can do, you know, good tennis, you know, for 5 matches, you know, I think I will have some chance to win the whole thing. So try to believe myself, and yeah, for next year, I think the goal is a little bit higher than this year. You know, try to be top 5 all the time, and maybe 3-2. You know, you never know. So try to go, you know, final in Grand Slam again, and hopefully I can win one of the Masters next year.
Last question, is English.
This year you've really stepped things up, and you seem to suddenly find the way to beat top players. What did you change?
For sure that I changed my tennis with Michael and Dante. He made me change a little bit more aggressive, and I mean, all the little things are getting better, you know, a little consistent, my gun strokes, and I've been coming to the net a little more often, and also I've been believing myself, you know, to like telling myself I can beat them, you know, and the US Open changed my career a lot, I think, you know, to go final first time in my tennis career, and to beating Novak, Stan, and you know, all the top players, and I got a lot of confidence from after that. So, and that helps, you know, to win two tournaments after that, and yeah, everything is going well this year.
Last question,
Cage, on your left. A group player has been questioned today about the change of era of tennis. And do you think that this is the situation, that it's going to be a change of era, new players, and all of you are going to be capable of winning more Grand Slams this year?
Yeah, this year was really different than, you know, past couple of years. Stan won a Grand Slam, and also Cilic and me in the final. I think that was a little bit weird for, you know, everybody, but no, I think nobody was expecting that those two in the final, but, and now, you know, I think 3 new guys are here, so, you know, I think it's very exciting for the tennis tour, and yeah, also for me that, you know, seeing more young players, and like Dimitrov, and one of the young guys beat the Nadal in Basel, so it's I think it's fun to see for a lot of change for the tennis.